Please listen as I read Psalm 49. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heels surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and senseless persons perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul and from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself, for men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generations of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beasts that perish. The purpose of our psalm meditations is to give you understanding of the main message of the psalm. I'm not going to expound every aspect of this, but I want to explain a few things and to direct your attention especially to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ that's expressed in this psalm. The psalm's a little bit different than what you might be accustomed to. You think of the psalms as a book of praise, and very quickly it comes to mind those psalms that say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord's name." But this psalm is something of a parable. It's a teaching psalm. It has a lesson in it. The psalmist says that there is a parable that he will teach and set before us in song. Here's the lesson. Everybody dies. And you cannot buy your way out of that. It is foolish for you to think that with your riches that you can ransom your soul. That's the parable, the lesson that is set out in this psalm. Just short and sweet and to the point. And it's a parable that is made especially memorable in that it is given to us as the people of God to sing on a regular basis as part of our worship. To be warned of how riches can lead us astray and to tempt us to trust in them. You might think, well, I'm not that person. I'm not one that needs to learn this parable. But God has given it to all of us for a good reason. Because when we think of those who are rich, we usually think of somebody who has a little bit more than I have. And define ourselves as being modest or middle class or lower class, because there's always someone who has more. But the lesson is given to rich and poor alike. In fact, the psalmist calls all people to listen. Whether high and mighty or low and poor. In the first five verses, the psalmist says, listen to my wisdom. Listen to my parable. The reason for that is that trusting in riches, whether you have them or not, is an insidious temptation. It is part of our fallen nature to look to other things to trust in. At the heart of the psalm, verses 6 through 14, the psalmist teaches the folly of trusting in our wealth. Verse 6 itself says they trust in their wealth, but their wealth cannot save their souls. It describes the person who is gathering all of these things, has a great bank account, who names his estate after himself, thinking that they can cheat death, that they can buy their way out of the inevitable, that inevitable being that we all will die and stand before God in judgment. But the psalmist gives a lesson. Your riches cannot ransom your soul. Do you know what a ransom is? If somebody, for instance, stole your teddy bear and made off with your teddy bear and said, you won't get your teddy bear back until you give me this amount of money, that's a ransom that is being asked for. Now, that's a funny way to think about it. There are more serious ways. Some people steal children or steal individuals, and they say, you can't have it back, have your child back until you pay me all of this money. And the psalmist says, we die and there is a price to be paid, and you don't have enough to ransom your soul. Implicit there is that there's judgment that falls. Implicit there is that when God judges and the debt is not paid, that it is a serious thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And your money is worthless. It is folly to trust in your riches. Many of you are young. Some of you have a good income. And for lots of you, death may seem a long way away. It may seem like it will never catch up with you. And because of your honor, your youthful strength, your income, that's something you can worry about tomorrow. Jesus told a very similar parable in the New Testament. It's called the parable of the rich fool. The one who gathered all of his wealth into barns and didn't have big enough barns and so built bigger barns. And someday he thought how it should show some concern for what happens next and for those around me, but I got plenty of time. And in Jesus' parable, the fool died that night. The parable of the rich fool is the same parable as this psalm. It is folly to trust in your riches. The end of the psalm brings comfort for the Christian, though. Look at verse 15. After thinking of the folly of trusting in riches, there's a pivot point on this verse when it says that God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. And I can't help but remember that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself as what? a ransom for us all. We are received because Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And instead of trusting in our riches, our trust is in the Redeemer, promised and foreshadowed in the Old Testament and seen with clarity through the New Testament, seen in Jesus Christ as the one through whom we are received by God. And so the psalm closes, when you see someone getting rich, don't worry about that. That's not where our hope is. Our hope is in the Lord alone. Death is universal, unless Christ comes again in judgment. And so, pattern your life in the light of what is eternal, rather than those things that fade away, and those things that you can't take with you. Pattern your life after the hope that you have in the Redeemer Jesus Christ, rather than in the so-called Redeemer of riches. This parable we'll be singing throughout the month, reminding ourselves of the folly of trusting in treasured gold. We'll start with the first portion of that psalm, Psalm 49, Selection A. It's a tune that we haven't sung recently, so I'll ask you to give attention to Liz as she prompts us through, or leads us through Psalm 49, Selection A.